Have you ever wondered why your point just never gets across to people? Or maybe it does sometimes. Is it your fault or is it their fault? You know, oftentimes it can lie on the fault of the person who's trying to do the explanation. So if you don't mind, today I would like to go over the 8 ways to effectively communicate what it is that you're trying to get across. So if you're ready, let's get started. Effective communication is a cornerstone of human interaction. This allows individuals to convey their thoughts, ideas, and emotions with clarity and accuracy. In today's fast-paced and interconnected world, the ability to communicate what one truly means is a skill that holds immense value. So whether you're a professional development trainer, a photographer, or even a podcast host, or anyone else, honing this skill can greatly enhance your personal and professional relationships. So let's dive into the 8 principles of effectively communicating one's intentions and insights to draw from a diverse array of fields, including human behavior and personal experiences. Number 1 is clarity and precision. This is the foundation of effective communication. This lies in the clarity and precision of your message. So try to avoid ambiguous language or convoluted sentences that could lead to misunderstanding. For example, when discussing a concept, break it down into digestible components, using specific terms to elucidate your point. A photographer, for instance, could describe the interplay of light and shadow in a photograph, using precise language to convey a desired visual effect. Number 2, active listening. Communication is a two-way street. So active listening involves not only hearing the words, but also grasping the underlying emotions and intentions. In your role as a professional development trainer or podcast host, this skill is paramount when engaging with your audience or clients, intentively listening to questions and concerns. This not only helps you tailor your responses, but also fosters a sense of connection, signaling that you genuinely value their input. Number 3, contextual awareness. Tailoring your communication to the context is crucial. Different situations demand different levels of formality and specificity. When discussing human behavior, for instance, adapt your language to suit the audience. Using jargon with colleagues in the field while simplifying concepts for a broader audience. Contextual awareness also extends to nonverbal cues, such as body language and the tone of the voice, which can significantly influence how your message is received. We all like to tell stories and listen to stories, so incorporating anecdotes and narratives can make your message more relatable and memorable. As a podcast host or professional development trainer, weaving real-life examples into your discussions can help your audience connect emotionally and intellectually. Stories provide context, evoke empathy, and illustrate complex concepts in an engaging manner. Number 5, embrace visual aids. We've heard this before, that a picture is worth 1,000 words. So utilize visual aids such as images, graphs, or diagrams to complement your verbal communication. This is especially beneficial for conveying complex ideas that might be challenging to articulate solely through words. For a photographer or podcaster, visuals can add an extra layer of depth and understanding to your content. Number 6, practice empathy. Understanding your audience's perspective and tailoring the message accordingly demonstrates empathy. Acknowledge their potential concerns and questions and proactively address them. This shows that you value their viewpoint and are committed to providing them with relevant information. As someone passionate about leaving a positive influence on life, fostering empathy through communication can contribute to that goal. Number 7, feedback loop. Effective communication doesn't end with sending a message. It involves a feedback loop. Encourage your listeners, clients, or audience to provide feedback and ask questions. This not only clarifies any misunderstandings, but also demonstrates your willingness to engage in meaningful dialogue. as a podcast host, create opportunities for audience participation, and as a professional development trainer, encourage open discussions in your sessions. And number 8, adaptability. No two individuals are the same, and effective communication requires adaptability. Recognize the diversity in your audience, whether in terms of cultural background, knowledge level, or interests. Tailor your communication style to resonate with different groups, ensuring that your message reaches as many people as possible. So once again, effectively communicating what you mean is an art form that requires combination of clarity, empathy, adaptability. Whether you're discussing human behavior, sharing your photography insights, or hosting a podcast, these principles remain universally relevant. But it is up to you who is conveying the message to do your best to follow those 8 principles that we just went over. Thank you for your time and patience in listening to this podcast. And please remember, this podcast is available everywhere podcasts are available. So please like, share, and comment.